God is good. And all the time. Please be seated and turn in your bulletins to your announcements. All right, we have a lot going on, folks. We are a busy church, praise God. A lot of life-changing going on in this congregation, and I celebrate that. And so make sure you take a good look at your announcement sheet, your announcement bulletin, so that you will understand what's going on. And make sure you compare this to your calendar so that you will know all the things that are going on. And praise God, look at all these youth up here. Yay, good to see you guys. Good morning. Don't be embarrassed. I just want to greet you. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Welcome. Hey, guy. We have, I appreciate those of you who have been praying for our Boy Scouts. They've been on a camp out this weekend. Friday night was rather cold. And so, but anyway, thank you so much for your prayers in that regard. They should get home about 11:30 to 12 today. And the youth are leaving today to go skating. And I don't know how many we have. Do we even know how many we have?
We have no clue.
We have a lot of youth going, and with our one van, well, wow, next weekend, it's a winter outreach, what is it?
Winter outreach weekend.
Winter outreach weekend for youth. There'll be 1,500 youth or so in Springfield, and we're taking like 46 people. We're going to have to take our van and like seven other vehicles, right, to fit everyone in it. So praise God for what is taking place in this church. Also, I want you, some of you may have noticed, some of you may not have noticed, our altar on Sunday mornings. We work very hard to have a living altar, and what that means is it changes from week to week, or teaching series to teaching series, depending on what we're teaching about. And as you come in and sit down, some Sundays you may be able to guess what the sermon is about just simply by looking at the altar. And where this came about, for so many years, the altar was just a place for pyramids. Different colors, some seasons was all the same color for weeks and weeks and weeks, and nothing changed. It really wasn't a part of our worship service, except for whenever we had communion, and the communion would be sitting on it. And so I believe that the altar table should be a part of what we're talking about, and that's why we do that. So anyway, our worship arts works really hard to make that happen. And so just pay attention to that. Celebrate what's taking place there. Also, Valentine's dinner, Valentine's banquet is coming up, folks. Those of you that went last year, you know all that we laughed so much that our bellies hurt by the time the night was over. That might have a little bit to do with the good food as well. I don't know. But anyway, they are actually selling tickets this week. Betty has some. I'm sure some other folks have tickets as well. And just know that we can only seat a limited number of people in the fellowship hall. So make sure you get those tickets so that you and your spouse or you and a friend or however you know, maybe it's a you and a son or a daughter can come and have fun and celebrate the evening together. And believe me, we do laugh a lot. You know, when Betty Holcroft is involved, do we need to say any more? So we do welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for your presence. It is a joy that you are here to worship our Lord and Savior, our Creator, together. And we just want you to know that you are special to us. If you're visiting with us, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you so much for your presence. Now, I want you to understand something as a first, second-time visitor, third-time visitor. If you're visiting with us, we don't want you to feel pressure of giving to this church. We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy what God is doing. Let those who are regular attenders, let those who are members of this church support the ministries of this church, and we just want you to sit back and enjoy God's presence in your life as we worship together this morning. We do welcome you, and we thank you so much for being here. Our ushers are going to pass out our registration pads this morning, and if you would put your name, telephone number, address, all those things in the registration pad, we would greatly appreciate it. Those of you who are visiting, especially, we want to ask you to fill those out, so that we can greet you properly and say thank you for your presence here today. If you're listening on the internet through our audio feed on the internet or the radio 97.1, we thank you so much for tuning in this morning as we celebrate God in our lives and all the things that are taking place. Make sure, folks, that you take this home. Homer will talk about our prayer concerns and joys on the back and later on in the service. Have a pencil ready to write some additions down if you need to. And then take this home and keep it by your prayer chair so you'll know exactly what's going on in the life of this church and you can lift these individuals and their families up in your prayers. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
All right, all right. Also, one more thing, and then we can continue with the worship.